Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Goltrud, exceeding in Dr. Cordon Roos Richardson, date of birth 7/23/1966, date of procedure May 21st, 2024. Physician is Dr. Catherine, referring physician is Dr. Catherine Welty. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Goltrud. Indication is GIM, comma, history of Barrett's, comma, personal history of colon polyps, comma, colorectal cancer screening. Procedures performed, esophageal gastroenteroscopy with cold biopsy. And colonoscopy with cold biopsy, polysectomy, comma, cold snare polysectomy, comma, cold biopsy, comma, tattoo placement. Description of procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as an internal stain. So the patient is brought to an anesthesia suite, placed in the floral position, sedated for anesthesia service, with monitor anesthesia care, while the cradle of severe gastro open is introduced into esophagus, advanced into direct vision to the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenal bulb, second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, retroflex is obtained in the cardiac air resection from the stomach before withdrawal of the scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position, a digital rectal exam is performed, while the cradle of severe colonoscope is introduced into rectum and advanced. Under direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, confluence of the folds. Period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, second colon, the rectum, or retroflex to the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, comma. Fair prep. Period. The patient side of the procedure while without any complications. Findings. At upper endoscopy, the proximal metastasis appeared on a remarkable neck line. The Z line was irregular at 42 centimeters from the back block with evidence of salmon colored mucosa extending 2 centimeters proximally, comma, prog C0M2, comma, biopsies were obtained in all four quadrants at 40 centimeters from the back block as well as at 42 centimeters from the back block to evaluate for Barrett's esophagus per the Seattle protocol. Next line. There was patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the anterior body for histology and through a lead H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of duodenal bulb nodularity, which appeared to be peptic duodenitis. Common biopsies were obtained separately for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum otherwise appeared unremarkable to D2 portion with evidence of an unremarkable major papilla with bile extruding from it. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line, there was approximately 7 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was approximately 7 to 8 millimeter descending colon sessile polyp times 2 removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were 4 diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was 1 rectosigmoid sessile diminutive polyp with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. There was a approximately 7 millimeter rectal sessile polyp with cold snare polypectomy. Next line. There was evidence of 2 diminutive rectal sessile polyps with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. At in the sigmoid colon, there was evidence of an erythematous polypoid lesion that was approximately 10 millimeters in size. Comma, cold biopsies were obtained extensively for further evaluation. And a tattoo was placed in this area for easy identification. Comma, this lesion was noted within a diverticulum. Next line. There was evidence of severe left-sided diverticulosis coli that narrowed the lumen. Next line. There was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding. And small. Next part.